Blog Talk Radio.
You're the only one I love, the only man I know that I can trust, and if I ever should need you, I know you'll come ready to kill with a smoke again, with a smoke again. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Women's Chronicles. You know how we get down each and every Wednesday. We get in on nothing but hot topics with real women in real situations and real information. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to give your feedback. Also, you can check in with us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Now, today's topic we're going to get into on Women Chronicles, as we always get into some hot stuff, is my kids don't take to my mate. And this was a topic that I got about 3 weeks ago. But it doubled up. Somebody else asked me the same question. They threw out the same topic, but it was just in a different way. So, you know, I guess our question on today is, are you concerned about the bond between kids and your baby? You know, what type of bond when you get a new boyfriend, you know, you start dating the guy, and, you know, you introduce them to your child. You know, this is my friend. This is my friend. This is a person that this friend such and such. But then later on, you know, you and this guy are still talking, months then pass, and he decides, or you guys decide that, you know, y'all want to move in with each other. I want to talk about from the time that you meet somebody to the time that y'all decide to move in with each other, especially when you have kids or the other mate has kids, and you guys combined in families before this happens. The most important thing throughout dating a male or a female, you want to get to know this person. It takes time before you bring them around your children, because if you don't, it can cause the child to lash out and have issues later on and continue to repeat the same cycle of negative thinking and behavior. So let's say you've been dating somebody a couple of months past, whatever the case may be, and they haven't really spent any time with you and your child. It's just you by yourself. This behavior we really need to pay attention to, whether it's male or female. It's very important that we pay attention to this behavior, because let's say, you know, this person hasn't been around your child or your kids, and out of the blue, damn, now they moving in. Your kids will be looking at you like, Mom, Dad, like, you didn't say nothing about this person moving in. You know, it's just surprise. So, you know, you never know how it feels about another person coming in their home. When you've been a single parent and you've been children by yourself for whatever time period they used to, Mom and us or Dad and us. So bringing someone else into the home is a real tricky situation. I can say from my own personal experience as a child, my mother had a boyfriend that I didn't like, and it wasn't that he did anything to me or he tried to cause any harm to me. You know, and shout out to Willie, because he was a really great man. As I got older, I started to see that he was a real good man. But when I was younger, probably like nothing more than 10, 11, I really had a negative attitude towards him, because, you know, all of a sudden I wake up and I'm used to going in my mother's room every day. But I go in and now here's the man. I'm like, hold on, where does this come from? I don't know when he was going. Tell me this. And ladies, when we in love and it's nice for us to have a date and then we finally get to the step of letting him spend the night over, I know we get excited. But, you know, you definitely got to run this by your kids. It's very important that you sit down and have a conversation with them and say, hey, how do you feel about such and such coming to live with us or us being a family? You know, because you can just have somebody come to live with you and they just there paying bills and don't have no type of communication with your child, and that's not good. You know, if it's two parents in the house, it's double the love, and that's how it's supposed to be. I want to get your feedback on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to go in with some Jada Kiss and Mary J. Blige, Grind Hard.
Oh, oh. Just listen to your diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. So, just listen to the diva. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, take a chance to desire it. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's off the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rocking with your boy Jay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage to them dudes. On that spiritual tip for Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just be them good news. Yeah, it's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Deep and Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why dot, let's play.
Please listen to the diva. Ow. That's that one of them cuts right there. What y'all know about that music? You already know, welcome back, y'all, to Women's Chronicles. This is how we get down each and every Wednesday on 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. We going in on this topic about how does my kid or my child relate to my mate. Got to pay attention to the behavior when making a decision, and the person that you're going to bring into you and your child's life is so very important, because if you want to continue to keep love and happiness in the house, you got to confirm it with a couple of people. I was looking at an article, and the young woman, I was reading up, you know, I go on Google or whatever the case may be, but I was looking at this article, and she was expressing that she was a good man, and he was a great provider, but he did not spend any time with my kids, and that concerned me. She said, I even asked my mother about it, and my mother was telling me to give it a little bit of time, but then 3 years passed by, and there still was no connection, let alone an immediate connection. Well, Cleet, I can definitely understand when you're saying that, you know, that she didn't want to waste any more of her time and her children's time, and after 3 years, you know, if you don't have, like, a bond, you know, and this is a person that you consider that you want to spend the rest of your life with, I don't know, you know, your kids don't have a connection with them, then it's definitely not going to work. And after 3 years, that's a nice bit of time, for real. That's definitely a nice bit of time for 3 years to go by. But let's talk about spending time. And it's on the other part for the mate, is it may be a little bit nervous or a little bit uncomfortable because this is not your child, and you don't know this child. And you know what? That's understandable, too. That's cool. You want to start to do family things with one another. You have to spend time, you know, going to the park, throwing the ball, having picnics, sitting down at the table with each other, things like that. Watching some movies. That's things you can do. Even with the kids, you want to take the time out to look at their homework. You guys do it as a unit together. You know, even if you're not working late at night and y'all both at home, y'all sit down at the table and, you know, help the kids with their homework, cooking together. The way the kids see y'all together is another important factor for how the children relate to each other in a relationship. You know, care for one another. Do they hug each other? Do they support each other? Does he open the door? You definitely don't want, you know, your young man to be coming up for a male and a female. You don't want your young man to be coming up in the world half a man. This is where you guys treat each other when y'all in the house. Sitting down, doing a laundry, you know, folding clothes together, showing that we are a team. We do this. This is teamwork for us. Kids learn from us, and we all say it. They learn from home, the first place that you're going to learn and get their personality and being able to go out in the world and present yourself is from home. So when you're together with your mate, y'all got to understand how important it is to love and care for each other. If you fuss and fight, and if y'all get snippy and slamming doors and breaking things, this is what the kids is going to do later. And I know, excuse me, I had to give me some water there. And I know that from a female's point of view to have children, she don't want that for her kids. And on the male point of side, he don't want to be the one to be exposing their child to this type of environment and behavior. I think it's important. So that's why we got to continue to teach each other, love each other, and set example in these houses. This is my joint right here, too. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your feedback on Women's Chronicles. We're about to get into the song right here by Marcus Allen called Half the Man.
Gotcha.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Women Chronicles. You know how we get down each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West, it's 10 p.m. on the East. Want to give a big shout-out to my boy, D. Slate, live in the chat room with me. You know we going in on this topic, how does my kids or my child relate to my mate? This topic came up about twice. I got it in the email twice, and person was asking me advice, like, you know, how do you know the signs of when you're with somebody and how your kids take to your mate? I think that's very important for us to talk about. So you guys can chime in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Talking on a young boy's side, you know, you got a male child, and I can only speak from a woman's point of view. I can't really speak from a male point of view, but I can speak from a woman's point of view and say that, you know, me having my son and when I was with my ex, I didn't really see a relationship with there. I know that he cared for my son. I know that he provided for my son, but there really was no bond and a connection. And being that my son's father passed away early, he never really knew his father. So it was kind of hard for me to bring my son around the guy that I was dating at that time. And, you know, he started to ask, like, you know, when we going to get more serious and, you know, when we going to move in with each other. And it was still fairly early. But, and not to mention, I still had my sister at the time. She was about 9. Matter of fact, Kimi was about 11, 12. But I say that to say this. When you get a new mate, you need to run it by your children first, how they feel. Because first you introduce them as this is my friend such and such. And, you know, you guys are dating for a couple of months or whatever the case may be or a year, and this person moves in. But if this person hasn't spent any time with your children, when I say time, I mean quality time. I mean picnics, dinners, board games, church. You know, quality time that you would spend with your own children, if they're not interested in doing family things with you or even helping your child with homework or reading a book, stuff like that, there's no need for that person to move in, because what's going to happen is the child is going to be surprised and taken back, like, hold on, he in my space or she in my space. She don't spend no time with us. You know, I don't know that person like that, you know. And then later on you find out that your child really – never liked the person or really can have a relationship because you didn't take the proper steps of introducing a new person or a new mate into the relationship. And just to tell you, if it don't work out, then that person leaves. You know that sometimes and a lot of times the kids have later on have abandonment issues because it was a person in their life, and even if the father is not there, this person came in life, we may not had a real strong relationship, but this is the man that I knew that's in the house, and now he's gone. And when the kids ask you, what happened to such and such, what do we tell our kids? How many of the parents out there, you know, keep it real and say, it didn't work out between me and such? You know, how many of them tell a lie? I want to get your feedback on this and how important it is for us to pay more attention and be more detailed with the relationship that our kids have with our mates. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when you get in the car queue, just press the one button to get your mic open. D-Slate, holler at me in the chat room. Let me know what you think about that situation right here. Let me see. I got this song I want y'all to hear, and it's by Lady G. It's called Dear Mother, and it's hot. Let me get into it right now. Holler at you, girl, man.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would not be through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I will do. First, just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle, so I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. I didn't have a heart like me, but now I've seen my healing. Life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Always come before a man, and I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder, y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it, that's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, see, it's all unconditionally. And that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just wanna be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more, Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so hard for me.
Dear mother, Welcome back, y'all. Y'all know how we getting down each and every Wednesday, a Woman's Woman Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, man. We going on in this hot ticket right here, this hot topic, man. How do my kids relate to my mates? Because sometimes my kids want a window seat. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's so important for us to just, you know, be open-minded to how the decisions that we make in our life when it comes to love, because I know plenty of times we done made decisions or choices in the mate that, you know what, at the end of the day, we really get bored. And it was a waste of your time and the child's time, because, you know, that person was around your kid. So I want y'all to call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Let's talk about when I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they was like, I don't think it's right when, and she said females do this, that they introduce their friends to their child as this your uncle or this your cousin. That's confusing a child. I would never do that. If that's your friend, then that's your friend. So for those people who have done that, please do not introduce the person that you're talking to or messing around with or looking to have a relationship in the future with, you know, as the cousin or, you know, your uncle, because that's going to confuse your child. Like, wait a minute, didn't you say he was my uncle? If you embarrassed to introduce your mate to your child, then you don't need to be introducing that person in the first place. So, you know, just using some common sense, but, you know, sense ain't common. But, yeah, it's very important. And even if you're talking to somebody and you know that, you know what I'm saying, there is no future in that person, don't bring them around your children. You know, I know we all grown and we do what we do, but I wouldn't bring the dude home from the club. Not at all. Especially when you got children in your home. Don't bring a woman or a male home from when you come from the club. No, if y'all don't have room here, or if they ain't got their own, or ain't nobody there, then ain't no need to be messing around, because that's sending confusing signals to your child too, especially a girl child. If she see you, the kids come in your room early in the morning, that's just what they do. But they're coming in and seeing different partners in your bed, like, that's not cool. We need to pay attention to that, let alone seeing you guys in the bed anyway. We all try to teach our children, you know, you have sex when you get married, or, you know, when you got this situation together and you're serious about this person. You just don't have casual sex, but we have to be responsible and not show them things or otherwise. Because you know what happened when they turn teenagers? They turn right back around and say, what? Well, you did this and you did that, and then you don't have no type of, you don't have an arm to lean on. You don't have an arm to say anything about, because, you know, you got caught out there with old boy from the club or old girl from the club or whatever y'all met, the bowling alley, the skating rink, any social place, and most likely there was alcohol involved. So don't bring your jump offs home. Get to know them. And it could work out to the better, so you can live drama-free and stress-free, and also your children can live drama-free and stress-free. What is the, Erykah Badu is another queen that's holding it down. She's had her share of powerful men, but she's a queen, even though she in a video stripping and it, but she always kept it real. And right here, when you see, is definitely a prime example of keeping it real. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Women's Chronicles. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Send me a request. chime in on this topic. How does my kids relate to my mate? We're going to reflect on life with Mary J. Blige. Let's go with I Remember.
And the cough and the crease and the way that things took off. I was singing at Dickies on 125th, just trying my best to get on. Back when me and Puff and Biggs was kids and I knew Jodeci, I was young and tough and fresh and rough, and it was all a dream. Not in a contract, no guidelines, just hoping I can get off the project and get my family right. They bore my life. Had a rest on hold. Had a fence me on. Catch me on. Trying to do me. I was jaded on the block. Faded on the block. But I made it off the block and
that's good. yeah. I get a feeling like it could be the worst, but I've given you my best, and I don't mind it. That's fine, 'cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got all of my heart, and I'll never leave you sad. I gave my word to love you all the way to the end, so no matter what, I'll be right here. I'll be right here, 'cause we got all of love.
Welcome back, y'all. We got Hood Love right here on Women's Chronicle. I am your host, Stephen Mary Kate, and you are tuned in live right here on Diva Spot Radio. We are going in on this topic, how does my child or my kids relate to my mate? That was just Mary J. Blige, Hood Love. Big shout out to Mary, man. Hearing Mary, I'm going to share something a little while, but before I do that, I got my friend Chuck.
Mm-mm. Oh, good. Nice.
In the building with me. Chocolate all hours, please.
Hey. Topic is a topic that I love to talk about because it's always a question of do you put your child first or do you put your mate first? And I am a strong believer of putting your child first. So therefore, if I walk up in the building with my mate and my child does not agree with it or appreciate it, then I'm going to have to reevaluate my time with this man and see what it is that my child is seeing that I'm not seeing so I can get myself together and my son can be very comfortable. I would never bring a mate into my life that my son does not want or appreciate around me. So therefore, this topic is a very good topic that we need to talk about. Diva, I'm here.
You're right about that. You bring somebody around that you just couldn't relate to. And, you know, how does not even just for a female but a male point of view, too, the children pay attention on how you all treat each other. If you make a decision that this is the person that you want to be with for the rest and you want to have a long-term relationship that you want around your child, how do y'all treat each other? You're looking to see them do for you. Do y'all hug? Close. Do you go eat? Do you do like do? How can a child own? I've seen situations with their own biological mother and father. They say, you know, me and my father just don't have a bond. And it may be because of the reason of how we treat each other in front of the kids. They see. You know, do they see us setting up the table and helping one another and being about one another? Mm-hmm. Does this person, what does this person do for me? Does this person help me? Does this person help me with my homework? Does this person say, even saying hello, coming in? I have a friend where, you know, her mate and his daughter, they didn't speak to each other, but they lived in the same house. She took her to school. They speak, and the little girl was a little bit older. She was about 11, 12, and she had a son that was 6, but I don't know how I would feel. I can't be with somebody and not have a relationship with their child.
Exactly.
It just doesn't feel right. And even if I'm providing for the child and we're not talking, I want to get down to the bottom of it. Why don't I have a relationship with this child? Why is this child not speaking or, you know, comfortable with me? Is it because...
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that the child just want him and her mother to always be together? Because when
mm-hmm.
a child is in the house and they raise, like, this my mother, this my father, when y'all, something happens to the children.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, wait a minute, I'm so used to them being together and now they're gone. That caused fear, that later on abandonment issues. I like what you said to me, Chocolate. You were saying about how some people or some women introduce they friend as the cousin or the uncle.
Uh huh. Yeah, I feel as though that's kind of disrespectful on your child's on the mother's behalf towards the child, because you know that this child is no relation to you. And you just openly say it, all right, this is your uncle, this is your cousin. So when y'all go to the family reunions or the family gatherings and you bring this random uncle or this random cousin to this family reunion or gathering and nobody else knows this man, and you have a child that's very intelligent, because the kids that's coming out nowadays is very intelligent. They're not no stupid little kids. They know exactly what's going on, starting from age 1.
Yeah.
So when you bring this random person around to your family that knows that this person ain't family, that got all they sense and they grown, and they looking at, and your kid's looking at you introduce this random person to everybody else in your family, your kid is not stupid. They're going to put 2 and 2 together. And then
mm-hmm.
on top of that, your kid has to grow up
mm-hmm.
and acknowledge things. So when they get to that certain age, they might be looking around, okay, well, where's Uncle John? Where's Cousin Larry? Where's Uncle Buck? Where's these uncles and cousins is at? That's very trifling. That's just very trifling.
You're right about that. And let's open up this situation, because I was just watching Mary J. Blige on VH1 and come to find out that Mary J. Blige was molested. Mary J. Blige was molested, and I was watching another one with Missy Elliott. She was molested too.
Yep.
You
that
know, so that's
a lot
why. And it's crazy how you will find out later that your child was molested, and you say, why didn't you tell me? Because some children don't want their parents to act out in anger, or some kids are just scared. So that's why it's important
mm-hmm.
that we be concerned and pay attention and take note on the
yeah.
relationship that our kids have with our mates. Bottom line, it's important.
Yeah.
Do you spend quality time? And are
mm-hmm.
we, hold on. It says I can't hear anything now that I'm signed in. For the people who can't hear anything in the chat room, refresh the page. Refresh your page and you will be able to hear. But yeah, it's very important for us to take note of how, you know, I act around. Hold on. our mate act around our children act around our mate. That's what I'm trying to say, girl. I was trying to get it out and type at the same time. My multitasking skills always been up. But yeah, how they react, because what if this person is touching our mate, even with sending our child away with, you know, they having a girl's day out or a male's day out or whatever the case may be. It's been so many relationships that the person been with them for years and never knew that their kid was being touched, never knew that their kid really didn't like this person, or that they probably hit them one time, or they probably talked slick to them one time. And, you know, if you, now with the millennium kids, like you said, you talk slick to them, now they talking slick right back to you.
Yep.
And that's all they need is, yep. Oh, my, I just don't like him. And then your child will keep saying, I just don't like him. And you'll be like, why? Because I just don't. And they may not want to tell you, but they know that that person may not be what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Diva, I have my sister here, and my sister, she has how old is Lamaya?
4.
She has a 4-year-old daughter, and she's a phenomenal mom, and she can say it better than anybody else that I know could say it on how your child takes on to your mate. When I say she's a phenomenal mom, she's a phenomenal mom. She don't bring random niggas around her daughter. She don't talk random things around her daughter. She shows her daughter the ultimate respect, and the words that come out of her mouth about her daughter is just phenomenal. And I would love for her to get up here and talk and speak up on this topic because of.
Bring the queen.
Here she go, right here.
Teach one.
This is Diva Spot Radio, girls.
Pop on. Hey, Diva. Hey, Queen. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Diva Spot Radio. It's Women Chronicles. I am Diva Mary Kay. What's your name, Queen, and where you calling from?
Ebony from North.
All right, Ebony. School us on this whole. How does my child or my mate, my child or my children relate to my mate? How important is it that we stay on top of our game, Queen?
As far as who we bring around our kids?
Yes.
It's very, very important because at a young age, they're watching. They're watching everything they do understand. And I think some young mothers fail to realize that the kids understand what's going on. And, you just got to be careful because there's a lot of different and strange guys out there. I go above and beyond when it comes to my child because she's a female. And, I mean, there's some guys out here that do touch on female kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I go as far as checking ID, and I want to know your background. You know, I don't judge you if you've been locked up. I need to know what you've been locked up for, what kind of people you hang around. And I try to learn the guy's mind frame. I like a guy that's family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot about them. It
mm-hmm.
does. And I'm 24. My daughter's 4. And I look for all that in the guy.
I think that's very important. And, Queen, you are doing a good job. We
Thank
salute you.
You.
And you made a good point on checking the ID. I had one of my male friends tell me one time that his sister was messing with a guy for almost 2 or 3 years and never knew that his real name was something else. They had smashed. He went to get in the shower, and she had checked his pockets because his behavior was random. And come to find out, he wasn't even a dude that he said he was. His ID said James. He told her something else.
Sorry to cut you off, but my baby father had a close friend that I knew since I was about 13, so it's beyond, you know, 10 years. And he's a pedophile. And this guy has been in my house, and like I said, I knew him since I was 13, before I was even thinking about kids. And he has 7 counts of touching on other little kids. So like I said, you have to be real careful. Because if you leave it up to me, the way I would describe him, he's very quiet. He's sweet with kids. He loves kids and has about 3 of his own. But at the same time, he has 7 accounts of molesting his friend's kids, not strangers. His friend's kids is who he molested. So you got to be real careful. I mean, dreads, he was a handsome guy and everything. He molested about 7 of them and his wife's kids. He's about to right now for it. Very careful.
And who's the
And the shocking part, out of 7 of the kids, 5 of them were boys.
5 of them was boys.
Out of 7.
And most likely
And that would be very careful. Most likely that happened to him when he was a little boy. He probably wasn't.
It did. Oh, I left that out. It did happen to him, so he was a repeater. And nine times out of ten, if a guy tells you a story that he's been touching his family, he's a repeater.
Wow, y'all hear that, queen?
And if they don't react on repeating, they have thought about it.
You got to be important. We got to start. One thing that I want to put out there too, Ebony, is we got to start sitting down at some tables again and eating dinner. I think technology has us so separated. It's ridiculous.
That interferes with kids. And some young parents, once again, don't know that. You have to sit down at the table at least. It's two times out the week at the table with your child. That do have something to do with a connection. When you leave them alone sitting at the table, it's a loneliness that they feel. And some people don't see it. It's real lonely. Even to sit your kids down to have them quiet for a minute to watch TV, you have to come in the living room and watch TV with your kids, because that interferes with them also, and a lot of people don't understand that. Interacting all the way interferes with a child's behavior, and at young ages, other little kids are saying things to them, and they don't know why their kids' behavior changed out of the blue. It don't always have to be something going on in the household. It can happen outside of the playground. It can happen in school. Like I said, I'm a young mother. My daughter's 4. It was an incident when she was 3 and she was in school. And I'm on top of everything. I spy on my daughter at that age. She's young, but I do it. And I went in her school one day to find 2 other kids that they went on top of the slide and jumped down on my daughter's back, and she has asthma. And when I look over to the right, the teacher's in a whole other conversation. They didn't see anything. So you have to take that extra step to make sure your child is okay. And I pop up at my daughter's school. I don't notify the principal or the teachers. And I found out a lot I found out.
You definitely right about
I even had to call
about
a school meeting one time.
That's right, and I love that. I love that in you, that you are active in the school. That's right.
Yeah, you can't wait till 14 and 15, because they already got an attitude
know,
like they're the same age as you.
Yes,
you
and that's
when they're 3.
Yo, we need like a million of you, and I know you over there in the Bricks, man. I'm Mr. Bricks. Shout out to the Bricks, man. But we need more mothers, and that's one thing. When I was on the PTA over there at my son's school, he was in like the 2nd or 3rd grade, and I would pop up at his school because kids are cool, and the teachers be just, you know, over to the side having their own conversation about nothing and not keeping an eye on the kids, because a lot of the teachers and teachers' age, they
and nowadays they're about the same
there.
Age as us.
Yes, and they're the same age as us, and they're really not responsible. So,
they
could have broke their child's neck.
But if they understand that a kid has nothing in their mind but space that needs to be occupied, so what you teach them at a 1, 2, and 3 do have something to do with their behavior at 15 and 16 and 17 years old. Install good, nothing but goodness into your kids' head, and show them nothing but love. Because if that's all you install in them, all they know how to do is give it back. I see people that talk to their kids like, oh, shut the fuck up, I don't know if I could curse, or you aggravate me. Not something that you birth into this world aggravate you, like they asked to be here. I really get annoyed, but at the same time, These young parents, they'll get snappy and want to fight. So I say to myself, and I don't tell nobody how to raise their kids, but
you're right about that.
You don't talk to your child like that.
Oh,
sit the fuck down. Like, where did you get that from? You feel me? And how did you feel
when
somebody told you that? Don't give it back to your child.
It's a baby raising baby situation, and it's sad because we see, you know, some of our grown queens acting out on their kids, and you know, and it's all because it's the environment. You know, it's the environment. I always say this to my queens: don't let your current situation determine your identity. It's very important. Just because you live in the hood, don't make you a hood.
Exactly.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Just because you live in a trailer park, don't make you trailer trash. You have to learn, just because, you know, you have to break a cycle, even if it takes
you
to go to
parenting
classes.
Because, like,
I'm in the
hood,
your anger.
And, like, I'm in the hood, and at the age of 4, my daughter already done took trips out of the state. She done been on a plane. And, like I said, I'm a young parent, so I make sure she enjoy her life to the fullest. I got on the Continental. I swiped my debit card. I ordered some cable while we was on the plane so she could have a good experience. I took her down to Tampa. She had her 4th birthday party out there. Wherever I could take her, to the movies, to the restaurant, just make sure she's constantly busy and has nothing but positive in her head, and you have to do that.
Yeah, leaving positive experiences in their head. Yeah, that's our future. So we got to start looking at our children as an investment rather than looking at them as a necessary. So many times
exactly.
We say this is necessary. They are investing in. You want to know about other
Thank
little,
you.
Little kids
I thought I was the only one
college?
That say that.
Yeah, the kids that go off to college, that's because their parents started young. When they first came out, they had a nest egg. They got a trust fund. We so busy trying to go get baby fat. Sneakers and cute little outfits. When you go, the next time, everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, the next time you go to a baby shower, go and take that little $25 or $50 that you was going to do and get a trust fund for that child. You know,
Hello.
You can buy life insurance with that. I'm
at 23, I went
and opened
my daughter. At 23, I went and opened my daughter's saving box because there's no telling if I'm going to be living tomorrow. So I got to make sure she's
okay
for the future. She already got saving bonds. And it was only $100 to start. Something simple. Something you're going to waste anyway. On a drink, on a dress to go to the club, $20 to get in. That's you wasted it right there. $100, leave it alone, let it grow interest. The time they get 18, they'll be perfect. Or they'll have enough to go to, you know, start off the college. Set them up. It's our, like you said, it's an investment. Who's going to take care of us if we mistreat our property? Who's going to take care of us? I'm not trying to go into nobody's nursing home. I'm on the phone with her like she's my homegirl.
Yeah, you my queen. I have that effect, and you know, I just love that you calling in and sharing the knowledge, because this is what Women's Chronicles is all about. It's real women.
It's
real
easy to raise
situations.
Your kids, girls. Take them to the park for 2 hours, let them run around, give them chip and juice. They'll be tired. Wash them up when they get in the house. Feed them, watch TV for an hour, and put them to bed. It's that simple.
Another great trick to do with your kids, people, is to, because my son, he's about to be 9. Shout out to my son, Makai. I love you. You over there in Jersey with your grandparents doing it big. He got on the plane, too. He did his own thing. He traveling by himself now. That's my dude right there. I love you, Makai. But one thing I really like to do with my son is to cook with them. And this is a good way to teach them math and measurement and to make them independent. And to build self-confidence. You know, when you be like, well, I'm about to cook such and such, you want to make some cookies or you want to make the salad, can you chop up this and chop up that? It's a bond. The whole family,
yep,
you got to do
it
together.
Yeah, my daughter loves to cook with me.
Yes, I love
the eggs or drop the chicken in the flour. Simple things, yeah. It's so easy, but it's really easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
Yeah, some people be telling me about their kids don't listen, and I can't relate to them. Like, well, I don't know why your child is opposite from mine, because we grew up in the same area, but I don't know what you're lacking in. But it's not that hard.
It's life skills. A lot of us don't
and
have
I
life
think,
skills, Queen.
I think kids act out because they only want attention, but the attention they only get is when you yell at them, but whoop they ass.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the only time they do get your attention is when you got to beat them.
And if it gets to that point, like your child ain't going to want to talk to you if you always yelling, like, what? Shut up, sit down. Y'all stop making all that
stop
noise.
Stop talking so much. How you can tell your child stop talking so much? You know what child is those childs? The ones that sit in the back of the class. Because when they was young, their mother told them to start asking so many damn questions. So now they're in class and they don't want to answer no damn questions. You see what I'm saying? It starts from when they're little. Stop asking so many damn questions. Like, what?
Now I ain't going to ask no damn questions. Why you going to ask no questions?
Get.
My mama told me not to. My mother said I talk too much.
They
and
get uncomfortable. And you know what? You could have your drinks and your smoking and play cards on the weekend. What happened to the parents hiding it? They don't hide it no more.
They be smoking blunts and drinking.
I'm
going to
burn an incense. I'm lighting a candle, and I got a wick air freshener, and the door closed, and the AC on. Hide it.
Right?
You're my friend,
but
you ain't
my
friend when you're going to come tell me about your boyfriend, but you could talk to me. But, yeah, we not friends. And don't laugh at me, Queen. I tell my daughter she got a bedroom. I painted, did the whole door and everything. She got the TV, the bed and everything. And you know what I tell my daughter? She renting it.
What?
This don't belong to you, goddamn it. You're renting it. You know, even though she don't pay me, but I tell her stuff like that. For you, something you going in my room and slam doors, you know? We want to stop this right there.
I understand understand what you're doing right there, because even though she's four, don't mean that she can't get to understanding the concept of renting.
Mm-hmm.
This your house. You keep it clean.
Uh-huh.
You renting this. You know, this is for you for temporary. So,
we're equal
you know,
here,
goddammit. Yeah, when you turn 18, 21 tops, you got to go. So prepare yourself, okay? You independent
yes.
at 4 years old. Look at, no, we're talking about independent. It's a little boy by the name of Bentley, and he rapped. He's 5 years old. Well, he was 5 years
okay.
old then, but he on, it's called Bentley Green. His name is Bentley Green.
Girl,
okay. this little five-year-old held it down. He did Tupac, Keep Your Head Up, and he did his rap for his
mm-hmm.
mother. This little five, and he was on Ellen DeGeneres show. So
okay.
these are millennium kids now. They very intelligent. They're very
mm-hmm.
smart. They're learning
I've been
fast.
They, them babies born in the 2000 got chips in them. They're too advanced.
They do.
They, my daughter, four, know how to work the touchscreen laptops.
Yes.
I had to record.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I said, oh.
Well,
yeah,
well,
shocked me. I had to record her. I said, we ain't going to
well,
have one of these in the house.
But we do want to prepare our little kings and our little queens for the technology that is now going on today, because we are in a technical world. And that's what
yep.
I said before, that the technology, we have to learn how to control it too, y'all, because the government threw this technology on us and they called it entertainment. But we give more and more of our information out to the government so they can know about us and what's going on. But we need to teach our kids about, you know, the seriousness that come behind these computers. You know, we don't want them to be in danger. As well, we want to make sure they're educated enough to be able to keep up with the times in the schools, and also discipline ourselves. Because I've seen one, I think it was like a month ago, I cooked dinner. Dinner was done. I was in my room watching TV. My honey bunny, he was in there playing the game, the PlayStation 3, and eating the food. My son is on a computer eating food. We
mm-hmm.
ate together.
Yeah,
and
everybody eating in the house, but they're not doing it as one.
Yeah, or everybody sitting on the couch and everybody on their phone, everybody texting or on Facebook. How
mm-hmm.
the hell we all sitting in this living room, in this beautiful living room,
mm-hmm.
and we ain't talking or playing some board games or communicating with each other? Because
the technology is crippling us. We don't
yes,
even we can't even remember more than 3 cell phone numbers anymore because we're so used to typing it into our cell phone. We use everything for laptop and technology wise and debit cards and stuff.
Oh my God, I'm so guilty. Ebony brought the shame out in Diva Mary Kay. Ah, damn, Gina. You just well, I'm guilty. At least I can be honest about it.
Oh my damn.
Tell her again, Martin.
Oh, my damn.
Oh, my damn. She even brought it out, man. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to get into a word from Dia right quick, and we're going to get into some hot music, and we're going to come back with you, Queen. I hope you can stay with me. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to chop. To chime in on the situation, because it do take a village to raise our children, man, and it's each one teach where we have to stay connected.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I do so, I think I test life maybe once or twice. Going through so much. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping.
I got a bigger smile up on my face. Chickens be chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm
living large with puppets looking like all the great. Throwing hella parties, watching you jiggle, baby shake. Yes, that's how me and my homies doing it. On the road to happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour the air, he polluting it. Going shopping, hitting the different malls every day. B.O.B. is a little bigger than my nigga Day. I can't forget my cousin Lanky, he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same, the way I be taking these hoes. Give it to me so easy, feel like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera while I'm fresh, I'll be flanking the pose.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I can fly maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
First day, hoodie, car, gold jacket, the matches. Need a couple dollars, so I'ma go live off the mattress. Now my outfit's frozen, it's like some matches. Gotta put on my boy snap cap, cause it matches. Feeling good, looking good, doing it, being me. Dope and all ahead, good in my society. Never had a Twitter, but all the bitches follow me. Feeling so good, even Stevie Wonder can see. The beautiful and wonderful life a nigga lives. Super happy like I'm a Muslim at a masjid. Cartoons eating candy like I'm a little kid. Me and my nigga skateboarding, what we do it big. Like Tony busting the ollie, running for my kids. Haters talking, I'm messing them up like a bad wig. Sitting back, posted, waiting for my next gig. Wanna holler about me in Southport, still I live.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I can fly maybe once or twice. I feel like I've been smoking la 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 la. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. But I feel so high, I think I just fly maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
It's Element, and I got something to say. I want the fake to take a break. I want the real to stand still. I want the make you to go. In other words, I want to kill you. Know that. Know that. Say 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 that. Say
fuck you playing with? That name bad news from every day. Me and your every day. I sit on a block, we pop the balls, we blaze it up, we never cry. I got that while I die. I got these that take your life. I got these that go to the hood, go to the club, smash up, and all the going through the hood by the mob. Take you the come to the hood with my element. While I die, we take it, we take your life. Know that nobody realer than me.
Know that, know that,
say
that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that,
say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say that, say
Lily Love Music, take one. Fantasia.
My name is Renee, and I'm a baby mama. My name is Juanita D. Sims, and I'm a baby mama. And I'm giving a shout out to my baby.
Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama. I see you paying ya, I see you working ya, I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet. And you're like, what the hell? You think this ain't even half a daycare? Saying to yourself, this ain't fair. And all my girls who don't get no help, who gotta do everything by yourself, remember, what don't kill you can only make you stronger.
Yeah. kiss. Neo. Think it's me and you tonight, ma. Let's go. See every good woman needs love. See every good woman needs love. Go, baby. You so wavy. And I ain't never felt this way about no.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You are now tuned in to Women's Chronicles. You know how we get down each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. What's going on to Spark Easy? That's what's up. Spark Easy is live in the chat room right now. It's good to see you here, King. I'm happy to see you. We are going in on this topic about how does my child or my kids relate to my mate, and we've been talking about the importance of us recognizing the behavior in people and recognizing the behavior in our children so we can be able to have prosperous lives. And even with getting with a person who already has a child, you know, and you don't have kids, it is kind of uncomfortable, like, you know, that's not my child, and but you want to get information, you know, especially when you're dating someone that has a child, you know, or you have a child. You want to start to dig into them and see what their background is looking like. The Queen just made a valuable point. Big shout out to Ebony for calling in. Big shout out to Chocolate. Big shout out to Brick City. Big shout out to Jamie, too. I see you, Jamie, live in the chat room. And I see you, 773, live in the call queue. It is very important that we get to know these people, because Ebony made a valid point. Her baby father's best friend was a child molester, and they had. She said he was really nice with kids. He loved kids. He was a well-dressed and well-looking man, but he had 7 counts of touching children. And they come to find out later that he was touched too. So, and 5 out of the 7 children were boys and 2 were girls. So he has 7 counts of touching children, and, you know, he's in jail for it right now. But I want to get y'all feedback. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. 7-3, can you hear me?
Hello. Hey, what's up? It's Denaya. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name and where you calling from?
Denaya, calling from Chicago.
Hey, Denaya. Big shout out to Chi-Town, live in the building.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Denaya, chime in on this topic that we got going on.
Well, it is a very tricky topic, but I think the biggest thing about the situation is the fact that kids do have instincts, and it really is a combination of, are the kids not comfortable with the person because they're that person, or are they not comfortable at the present time because you just got out of a relationship? And so, like, you really do have to consider your child's feelings. I mean, there are occasionally some kids that are just like, well, that's not my daddy, and I'm not going to listen to this and that, or vice versa.
I did that.
But at the same token, there are kids have a really good sense of people and of spirit, and if they're not feeling this person, you need to think about why, and think about and definitely go into their past and figure out, like you were just saying, that somebody was saying that their friends, their ex's friend or whatever was a child molester. Kids can sense that kind of stuff. They can sense something's not right with this person, and don't just necessarily dismiss, oh, they're just a kid, they don't know what they're talking about. Actually listen to the child, because what happens is that a lot of the times the parents dismiss what their child's saying, and so therefore becomes this whole war of, well, your kids just don't like me, you know, and then so then they're stuck with a stepfather or stepmother they can't stand because their parents didn't listen, and then they're wondering why their kid's acting out because you weren't listening to them.
And then what?
You know, so, I mean, like, and it's just, it becomes...
And start taking some action. Because guess what?
Exactly.
Later on, it's going to get out of control. When we turn teenagers, the head just spins around. Like, the whole...
Right.
The obedience, like, we up there, like, you know what? I'm 16 now. And, you
right.
know, with enough of...
I'm grown. Right. Yeah, 2 years, I'm going to be out the house.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing. I haven't seen more than what any of y'all ever seen. I've been through some stuff, especially if the relationship is dysfunctional and y'all arguing back and forth. Please don't argue in front of the kids, people. It really teaches them how to be dysfunctional.
It really does.
Yeah, all you're doing is teaching them how to be another dysfunctional-ass relationship. And I don't want my son marrying a woman that's dysfunctional, let alone having issues. We can work it out, but if, you know, if there's nothing wrong with being picky and choosy and, you know, what a person's background and history has.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, the children can sense it. And just because it feels good and, you know, it's been a while since you had somebody to hold you. It's been a while since you was, you know, walking in a park or whatever the case may be. Pay attention to your children, especially moving in with each other. I can't stress this enough of moving in, because once you move in, that's kind of like a permanent, it's like a 3 to 6 month permanent situation. Nobody can afford to be moving around like that anyway nowadays. It's hard.
Exactly. Right.
But, you know, you when you introduce this child to your kids as, this is my friend, and then 2 to 3 months later, 6 months later, they moving in. But remind you, this whole 3 to 6 months, y'all haven't spent any quality or family time with each other. So
exactly.
Now.
That's the problem. Like, so you can't just push some new person on this kid. And that's what I think a lot of parents do. Like, they focus so much on what their feeling is as a, you know, like, you know, because they've gotten into a relationship, that they don't think about the fact that you had this child at home, whether they're 2 or, you know, or 16 or whatever, you know, like, they still have that opinion, and that still should be your first priority.
And
but
I've heard several
parents, you know, talk about, well, he just don't like him, you know, like, or she just don't like her, and never even thinking about why. And the kids are sitting there telling them, something's wrong. They're not treating me right. They're talking to me differently. They're disrespecting me. And that's just going in one and out the other. Oh, you'll get to like them. You'll get to know them. When you get to know them better, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you're married, and all of a sudden, oh, what happened? And then, like, or even the ones that will say, like they have been with people that have abused children, whatever, they will sit there and tell their parents, but because their parents are so blind in love with that person, they will take, they freaking mate side over their child.
And that right there ain't nothing but a BET reality show waiting to happen. That's hood. That's what you call real hood love. Not what Mary was talking about. The opposite of what Mary was talking about. And you write, and then you wonder why the fussing and fighting. If my child didn't like you as a child, you know, as an adolescent, definitely not going to like you as an adult. And ladies, queens, don't be so stingy. Don't be so stingy and being so stubborn and being so blind to what your kids is trying to tell you.
You
have to pay attention to the behavior too, and don't be so damn needy just because he pays bills or, you know, this, this, and that, and so forth. Get some independence with your own self. Because even if whether you have a male child or a female child, they are still learning that needy behavior as well. If you are only with a person, or you're staying with a person because they financially take care of the house, or you done been with this person and you done let yourself go and your self-esteem is down, get up off your damn ashy elbows, put some lotion on, and do what you got to do, because you don't have to be with somebody that constantly disrespects you, let alone don't do really, only does the minimum, and y'all living at a minimum basis in the house. Your kids deserve better. Our children are our investment. They not our priority, so that's why I really wanted to do this. Because it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And then they grow up to be grown women and grown men and have social issues. They come home and crap. They're evil as hell later. You know, they don't know how to respond in a relationship. And just because they're young, and I like that you said that too, Dee, you said because they're young, just because these kids are young,
oh, you know, I got with her when she was young or whatever the case may be. And hey, they don't know too much because they babies. No, they know what's going on. Be clear.
Right. I mean, a perfect example of, like, craziness is, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Precious. Like, I mean, like, yes, it was,
oh, yeah.
Like, it was a dark movie, but it, I mean, like, it brought something to light that's been going on for years that nobody's been talking about. And, like,
and
that's when that gets up
into
the rug like crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, like, the fact that, like, the girl's father raped her, her mama said, Nate, you took my man. Excuse me? Wait,
excuse me, I took your man, and he got me pregnant twice?
Right.
Just like Jada Kiss said, I got that song, Two Smoking Gun. He was like, you know, she was touched by her stepdad, and now she got to raise her child on her own. They label her the town whore. How you going to label me the town whore when your man was the one that was raping you? But again, with the mother, she showed it. The mother had issues, you know. She
exactly.
had issues with herself, and she called
mm-hmm.
the damn child mongrel. That is horrible.
I know.
But ladies, all my queens who out there, everybody under the sound of my voice, if you know somebody like that, Spark Easy made a song too as well. He had redid Brenda's Got a Baby. It was hot too. It still is hot.
Okay.
But yeah, he redid that song. But all my ladies, all my queens is listening. If you in a situation where your mother or whoever the adult that's over you is doing you dirty, you have to take action. You know,
yeah.
even if it means constantly calling the police, getting child services involved, you don't have
whatever.
To be afraid because guess what? You have to get yourself out of that situation, especially if you have a child too. If somebody is getting
right.
money for you and you got a baby and they not taking care of you, when I say taking care of you, because let's get it together, because team mothers thing, just because you ain't buy me a Hollister shirt or some damn Adidas or something like that, that ain't taking care of. I'm talking about
yeah.
food, good nutrient food, a roof over your
oh.
head, you got clean clothes, they respect you, they support you in your education. Young queens, it's important. If your family members does not sit down with you, especially young, from it doesn't matter from 1 to 16, 17. When you're 17, you can start to, you know, put some things into your own hands and have some discipline to study for yourself. But if
yeah.
you have somebody and they're getting money for you and your child and they're not taking care of things, your baby go without diapers, your baby got rashes, you can't get the
yeah.
doctor's appointments when you're supposed to, then you call child services. I tell you that
mm-hmm.
right now because no – or either she got a crazy boyfriend. If your mother got a crazy boyfriend, he touching you, they always fighting and carrying on. You go to your mother and say, you know what? You don't need him. And you destroying my life too by being with this
exactly.
man. And you can do better. I want better for
mm-hmm.
my life. I know that I don't need a man that's going, y'all fussing and fighting and carrying and cursing at each other and start breaking shit. And then y'all in the middle
mm-hmm.
of the night getting drunk. And Ebony said this at the beginning of the show. The parents now is just smoking weed and drinking and shit in front of their kids. What happened to you doing your shit on your lonesome? You know
exactly.
what happened to Bernie Insta?
Sure
your
is.
Child shouldn't come home and it's a bunch of niggas in the living room and y'all having a smoke out.
Exactly.
What the shit is that? And don't let your man do it.
Exactly.
I don't care if he's paying all the rent. See, a real woman know how to control her environment. And Diva is
right,
just, you know, putting a
yeah.
couple of things down. The woman in the house is the queen, and the man
right.
is the king, and the young girl
mm-hmm.
is the princess, and the young man is the prince.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
are the queen, and this is how we treat each other in our homes with respect and love and dignity.
Exactly.
We ask how each other they are. We ask what
right.
you are feeling. And if it's even with smoking cigarettes, if like my son, I stopped smoking cigarettes because of him. He said, Mommy, I don't like it when you smoke cigarettes. You can die from that. And I don't like the smell.
Yeah.
And it makes the house smell nasty. It took me to start going outside first to smoke cigarettes.
Right.
And two, I just got tired and it was like, it ain't worth it.
Exactly.
And then he was 7 at the time.
Right.
These
yeah.
kids are very, very smart and they can teach us a lot.
understand that they made in God's vision. They made in the
right.
vision of the Lord. But at the same time, we teaching them and we making sure they staying on top of their game. So don't be surprised when the child give you some advice.
Yeah, right. I think the one problem that we're having now is that we have so many young parents that are 30 and 25 with
yeah.
kids that are 12 and 13 and 15. And so they didn't get that whole conversation of, you know, we don't smoke in front of our kids. No, we don't tell, like, we don't tell our kids about our sexual experiences. Like,
yeah,
I was working with a kid. I had a six-year-old. I mean, six-year-old go into explicit details about sex. I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. And where did you hear
wait
this?
Wait a minute.
Exactly. Right. I'm like, hold on. Wait a second. Where did you? He's like, oh, my daddy. I was like, oh, we have to have a conversation with your father. This is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're
not okay, daddy.
Not know,
you
know nothing
that?
About sex. She didn't even know how to spell sex. Like this, like, kids nowadays are just, and I can say this, like, I've worked with children for years.
Mm-hmm.
They, and I've worked with kids, like, before, they had no idea, you know, what sex was and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm working with 6, 7, 8-year-olds, and they're like, yeah, you know, they did this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, whoa, hold on. Y'all know way too much. You guys can't be kids. And you wonder why kids 13, 12 years old getting pregnant. Having babies.
Yeah.
They know, because they're learning about stuff and having sex with, like, 10, 11 years old, when their bodies aren't ready for it, their minds sure are not ready for it, their spirits are nowhere near ready for
and what
that kind of a commitment.
As well, what they're seeing on the television as well, what we're exposing them to, you know, the music.
Right.
We were talking about
they're
going to see things at school. They're going to see things walking home from school. They're going to see things on television. They're going to hear things in music that sparks their sexual nature. It sparks that sexual hormone in them. If you hear somebody say, back it up, you know, and you
right.
see girls dunking their asses, back it up and dunk it. And they think it's cute. You know, Jersey is
that's
one of the
places
that's known
that
for
pub
music.
Right. When
I got my
16,
T-shirt and my
16.
Panties on. And if they're
exactly.
singing, this little girl is thinking about having her T-shirt and her panties on in her T-shirt
yeah.
and her panties on YouTube.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, goodness. I mean, like, but like even more so, like, if your child is 4 or 5 years old, they should not be bumping and grinding on the floor. It ain't cute. I'm not going front
when you say that they shouldn't be bumping the ground on the floor, but you just brought me back to when I was about 12. I was listening to R. Kelly 12 play, and that's
right.
when, before CDs even came out, you know.
Right.
I'm an 80s yeah. baby, but when I heard that, I can still remember being in my room listening to R. Kelly go from 1 to 12, wondering if my best friend brother can do that shit to me. And I stuck it out. I was like, oh, what, we going to go to the room to fight? Give me his tongue. I was kind of like, oh, snap. And just the music
Again.
That we listen to,
right.
it does make a really big difference when the kids hear the music. If a 11, 12-year-old girl, because I can only speak from experience, I was listening to R. Kelly, and when he was talking about 12 play, I had a crush on my best friend, brother, down the street, and I wanted him
right.
to do that to me. And my mother
right. I mean,
would have been
yeah.
paying attention. Before, hold on, Queen, stay with me because the hotline is lighting up. I want to get more opinions on this one.
No problem.
347-386, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Diva, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, Five Alive.
Five, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm chilling right now. Just grinding. You already know how I do.
That's what's up. You know, we get in it in with Women's Chronicles every Wednesday, man. Real women shit over here. Real women talk. And right now, I know you can get feedback on this because you a fly dude. And
yeah.
I know you have ran across a couple of honeys who have children. But
yeah.
The topic is, how does my kid or my child relate to my mate? And we done talked about everything from, you know, how your child responds
to your mate, the quality time, to, you know, knowing people background, getting to know them because they could be child molesters, or, you know, just bringing a person, moving in a person into your home and your child really don't know them like that. So there's going to be, it's so important for us to pay attention to how our children feel. Before you get with somebody or bring them around your child into your home, you need to ask your child what's up first.
Yeah, it's true.
A male child is very protective over his mother. My son is still sick protective over me.
Yeah, but you got also look at it too. Like, I mean, if you move on, like, and your child's only like, you know, 5-6 months, like, then what you gonna tell him then? Like, you know.
I mean, if your child's five or six months, it's not about getting their opinion. It's more about getting the person that you're with. It's more about going to their background. It's not, I mean, when your kid can talk, that's about getting their opinion. But when they're that little, it's about making sure that the person that you're with is going to
be
better for you and your child.
You know, and you're right, Father Love, because we see this a lot. Then you go through, get pregnant, probably don't make it through the pregnancy with the relationship. Then, you know, your child, or either y'all be together, the child 5 or 6 months. My father left when I was a baby. You know, I never knew my dad. I never knew this person. You know, you just can't, and for all my queens and my kings, even if we split up, you know, even if, you know, say I was pregnant by 5. But if I was pregnant by 5, me and 5 getting married, he would be a very, very happy man. That's his point blank period. That's just me because I'm a damn queen. But if the shit don't work out, I ain't going to say 5, I hate you, fuck you, none of that. I'll be like, look, 5, I understand it didn't work out between me and you, but me and you got a child together, and I want my child to know that their father or his or her father is a good man. He's a grinder. He's a very smart man. He went to school. He worked, and he's an entrepreneur. But it just didn't work out between us. But he would never be denied access. As long as he ain't going upside my head and gangbanging or selling drugs and my child is in danger, then we good.
Exactly.
We good. Shit, I'll be setting up for appointments. I'll be the best baby mother ever. And rest in peace to my son's father. My son's father drowned in front of me. And my son, when he was 1.5, we went on a family trip. And he drowned out in Coney Island. So I've been raising my little man and teaching him, you know, about being a man and being proud of himself and being proud of his father. Even though his father was 27 years old when he passed, I always instilling him the good things about his father and showing him, you know, where he worked at. His father had drew this little format, this little thing for building a store and stuff like that. These are things you want to put a positive image in your kid's head. But for the women and men out there, you know, they cheated or whatever the case may be. That's usually how the relationship ends. We have to come together and come to the understanding. Somebody got to call somebody up and say, you know what, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings or whatever the case may be, but I do want to be there for you and the child. And most likely little girls or grown women start acting like little girls and say, nigga, you ain't got to do shit or whatever, but they don't mean that shit. Just keep being persistent.
Because
that's what happens.
That's
what happened. She'll say, I don't need shit from you, nigga, fuck you. And you know what the dude say? Okay.
the crazy part of it in the hood, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like that's why I say at that young, like, because it'd be like 5-6 months, you feel me? Like, they don't know who their real father is. They just, you know what I mean, they're children. So, you know, if they grow up and, you know, the woman find a nice man, like, you know what I mean, that's going to take care of her. I mean, most niggas be in the hood, in the hood, like, yo, if he calls that dude daddy, I'm shooting him. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, you know, so it's just crazy. Like, you know, I mean.
That is unnecessary for a new nigga that won't take care of his child and ain't taking care of his baby. And I've been here all this time for your child. And you say if your child called me daddy that you going to shoot me. And when your ass won't even come over here, you live right around the corner and you don't even come and see your child.
That's crazy. Like, I mean, that's crazy, you know. So that's why me personally, I just encourage you, like, you know, if the relationship don't go good, and you have your, I mean, you have a child, just let me just take care of that child. Let me be a boy or girl, like, just be a father figure to your child. Like, I mean, I always want that. Like, you feel me? Like, I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. Like, I mean, you can try to move on to be happy, but make sure your child knows that you're their father. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, or you're their mother. Like, however it go, I mean, just make sure that child know, like, you know, at the end of the day, so they won't be confused. Like, yo, is this my father? But that's not their father, because that person's been around all the time. You feel me? Or their mother. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. It, like you said, make sure they know it. When somebody says that, five, I think it's just out of hurt and out of pride, you know what I'm saying, out of anger. Get your shit together. You know, throw stones at me and you in a motherfucking glass house. If you point your finger at somebody right now, it's three fingers pointing right back at your ass. I don't care what hand you pointed with. It's three fingers pointing back at you, so you pointing at me, and it's three things that you need to fix. I'm not trying to step on your toes, even as, you know, from a woman coming into a relationship. I'm not trying to step on your toes. I'm not going to do nothing to your child. My ex, when I was with my ex, he had a daughter. I called his baby mother up. How you doing, such? My name is Ebony. She knew who I was. Your daughter is over here. I just wanted to make sure you have my telephone number and all my address and make sure, you know, so you can call me anytime. Got to come with a woman number. For men, that's where it should be. But for men, they have this whole pride thing that they feel like somebody's trying to play them or, you know, oh, this nigga, don't take my child to school. Well, motherfucker, you wasn't up early to take your child to school. So what the hell, the child not supposed to go to school? Wrong with you.
Word.
Get your life together. Or just go ahead and just, oh, Diva Mary Kay was about to tell her old boy to kill himself. I wouldn't tell nobody to kill himself.
I mean, personally, I just salute everybody that's, you know, be it the males, the females, know what I mean, that's the single parents, man. I salute all of them just taking care of their children, making sure their children grow up good, you know. So, at the end of the day, anything go, you feel me?
Yeah.
Both parents should be there in their children's life, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you feel me? But if it's not possible, you know what I mean, salute to all the single parents that's doing it, you know what I mean? Be it that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, God forbid, one parent member pass away or stuff. And stuff like that, and you still got to take care of that child. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just salute to everybody. That's, you know what I mean, just doing it, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
What's up, Five. Why do you think that it's so many relationships not lasting? Like, you know, where is the love? I mean, not just to stay together because, you know, you don't want to live or stay with somebody that you're not in love with no more.
Yeah.
But why is it that so many of us, you know, we can't just stay together and raise the kids past 18. Like,
I mean, personally, like, you know, like, everybody got their different situation, man. Like, me personally, like, you know, I'm going to be real with you. Like, you know, I got two daughters and all that, like, you feel me? Like, but the whole fact of the matter is this is support. Like, in my situation, it's support, you feel me? Like, I guess, you know, she didn't feel like, she didn't feel like supporting me like how I should be supported. Like, you feel me? Like, oh, you're doing this too much, you're doing that too much. Like, you feel me? Even though I made time for her, my two daughters, like, know what I mean? It's like the support level. Like, you feel me? Like, that's why it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like I always keep it copacetic. Like, you know, I'm always see my daughters. Know what I mean? I'm always provide for them. I mean, I'm always make sure they're good. You understand what I'm saying? Like that's in my case, but everybody else got a different case. So it's like, you know. Know what I mean, everybody, you know, people cheat on each other, like, know what I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you know, but
I mean,
in my case,
Five,
is just like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Five, you are right about that when you said, you know, as far as the part when you said, you know, you got to do what you got to do for your daughters. You always want to be there for your daughters. And women, we do have the tendency to say, well, you shouldn't be doing this and you should do that. And if you go to school and do this, you can be this and you can be that. Women, we got to stop that. You know, I know we want more for our men. We want more for our men. We want them to be able to be the provider financially, spiritually, emotionally. But we have to do something on our part, too. If your expectations is higher than what if your expectations is higher than what your mate have for themselves, you have to accept that they that type of person. You don't have to be with them. You don't. If this not the person that you want to be with, it's not like you can get a damn cookie cutter and cut the nigga out. I mean, you can't.
Exactly.
It's not like you can get a cake and make perfect ingredients because our asses is not perfect. And you know, I said to my man, like, look, boom, you running this business, you can be running it on a corporate level, whatever the case may be. But I don't know where he is in his mind to run his business on a corporate level. I have to respect that it's not there yet. But I would want him to communicate with me and let me know where he's going with this. See, that's the issue. Women want to know what's going to happen later. We don't know. We can't find out what the fuck is going to happen later. You want to know why? Because we're on chapter one. You can't get to chapter 15 tomorrow. You got to live each day out. You gotta live. You gotta read the page, and you gotta live the day out to see what's going to happen next. But if you don't feel like your relationship with this man is going to lead to some type of commitment, marriage, you know, talking about life insurance, health insurance, raising our kids, then it's okay for you to leave out that situation. You just be real with him, like, you know what, I love you, but I don't see that, you know, we going in the same direction. And I want out, point blank, period.
I mean, I think that another issue that we have nowadays, too, is that, like, I was in another show talking called Urban Dialogue, and we were talking about why is it that people are, you know, aren't staying together and, like, and they're getting married and getting divorced. I think the biggest thing is the fact that people are focusing so much on the marriage and the wedding that they are kind of, like, skipping the whole marriage thing. Like, we're going to spend $100,000 we don't have and then be broke when we get after the wedding. And then all of our friends pay for this, this, that, and the other. They like, yo, we just
You know what's crazy? Because I just be on some show like, yo, it's grind season. Why are you telling me, yo, it's grind season, man? Like, if it's not going to happen this season, it's going to happen next season, you know, so.
You're going to tell your woman, honey, it's grind season. We can't do it this season, but we can do it next season. You got sick of me for the next season, boo.
Yeah, but I definitely feel what she's saying, though, like, you know, but, I mean, like, at the end of the day, man, it's like, just take care of the children, man, like, you know, because they're the future right now, you know, so.
Exactly.
And you're right about that, man. It's definitely, you know, you could say that it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl, man. It's a girl that's even married, hanging out tunes in to Women's Chronicles. Call me up at 347-850-1521. I'm off the place in James Brown, man. It's a man's world. It's my joint right here.
Man makes them toys.
take everything he can. Man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl. Got to have a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. He needs a woman. Man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, gotta face the fact, man needs a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. Oh, oh. Man needs a woman. He needs a woman.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? What's up?
This song, niggas, that yeah. Pretty good pain.
I can serve you on the block. Cocaine, cream, or rock.
Trouble in my life, problems when you don't come home at night. But when you do, you always start a fight. But I can't be alone. I need you to.
So much of war.